Daily Rest, Tuesday, May 17th, 2022. This week's devotion theme is Two Covenants Contrasted. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Leviticus 17, verse 11. The Bloody Old Covenant. How serious was this covenant? The language used in the Bible says that they would cut a covenant. An animal would be cut in half, and the two parties would walk through the remains to remind them of the severity and the penalty for not keeping their end of the covenant. The blood on the altar was to make atonement for the people's sins. They were reminded in this passage that there was life in it, even though it was no doubt a gruesome image. Indeed, the whole sacrificial system was blood-soaked. If you punch the numbers, there would be around 1,200 sacrifices in Israel each year. Each day, there would be two lambs, and on the Sabbath, four. Two bulls, a ram, seven male lambs, and a male goat were sacrificed on the first day of the month. Then there were festival days. On Passover, 11 more animals were sacrificed. That might seem excessive and grotesque, but consider the excessiveness and grotesqueness of the sin it had to cover. It could never begin to cover their sins. It could not clear their consciences. Quoting from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 2, "For then would they not have ceased to be offered? For the worshippers, once purified, would have had no more consciousness of sins." In that blood was an exchange. The animal would lose its life, while the one who offered it would gain his life by atonement. But soon the sacrifice would be needed again. This need for sacrifices would be endless, unless God intervened. God would have to take both sides of the covenant, both to fulfill his own law and to provide an eternal atonement. Not all the blood of beasts on Jewish altars slain could give the guilty conscience peace or wash away the stain. But Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all our sins away, a sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. The Lutheran Hymnal 156, verses 1 and 2. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. Gethsemane's website is gethsemaneclc.org.